You're getting ready to go out. You want to get in the mood. There's a playlist for that. You move to the beat. You trip over the dog. You're not dancing anymore. You open the Medibank app and find a physio. We live in an on-demand world. And now your health insurance comes on demand too. Download the new Medibank app today.
On evenings, the Peter Jackson VFL show with Nigel Carmody. Catch the VFL live on Channel 7 this weekend.
Four VFL finals, and they are six of one, half a dozen of the other, honestly. Williamstown Casey Demons take on the opening mantle in the first qualifying final on Saturday. And then also Saturday afternoon, Richmond Collingwood at Fort Byrne Stadium.
Northport Oval's new naming rights partner, long-time sponsor of the Port Melbourne Footy Club as well. So a great time for them to get on board, given that Fort Byrne Stadium will, of course, host six matches across the first 3 weeks of the VFL final series, all of those games live on Seven.
Now, we should mention the game between Australia and Japan has begun. Aaron Mooy not playing. He's out with illness. And we don't know if it is food-related. Probably not. Just has been struck down with illness, and hopefully that illness will not prevent him from playing against Thailand. An early attacking moves by Japan with a couple of corners in the first 3 minutes have been quelled, and then it's been business at both ends. But 7.5 minutes gone, no score. Remember, a win sees Australia, the Socceroos, through to their fourth consecutive World Cup finals, this time in Russia, as a cross, and now an opportunity for Japan in their penalty area, is snuffed out by the strong Australian defence, led once again by Mark Milligan. Now, a draw would be not a terrible result, given that a win against Thailand would guarantee them to advance, and the Socceroos have not lost in this qualification period, though a number of draws still means that qualification is not assured. We do need to just pause for a moment whilst there's plenty to enjoy on tonight's program, including VFL preview and upcoming Paul Daffy and Fun with Peaky. Incredibly, Australian sports broadcasting, and soccer in particular, has suffered another devastating loss. The announcement coming through just prior to kickoff from the Australian commentators that their Fox football compatriot and famed caller, a name synonymous with the round ball game in this country, Mike Cockerell, has passed away. He had been battling cancer, and at 56 years of age, Mike Cockerell tonight has passed away. Of course, our thoughts go to the Cockerell family, his vast array of work colleagues and people that he has influenced in his time as a football journalist, as well as a football commentator, and of course his many friends and those who simply valued his work, both in print, which was at times not divisive, but edgy, and certainly as he moved into the world of commentary, he never lost that courageous cutting edge. Incredibly, he joins the recent passing of Les Murray, Drew Morfitt from the world of football, and it seems that we in the broadcasting industry are counting our losses on a weekly basis, almost incredibly so. So we value those that we have, and we mourn those who have gone, and we mourn the passing of Mike Cockerell, Nigel Carmody.
Yeah, terribly sad and well said, Finney, and would have been incredibly tough for Adam Peacock and Robbie Slatter and the entire Fox Sports team covering the Socceroos match against Japan tonight to, I guess, open their broadcast with such sad news. So, yeah, as echo your sentiments, our thoughts with the Cockerell family and anyone who worked with him during his time in the media.
His battle with cancer was known, and even though it's understood that he was fighting a battle with cancer, it always comes as a shock, especially when a man 56 years of age passes away.
Yeah, had leukemia and had it in 2010, beat it, but unfortunately came back and lost his life as a result.
He will be looking down, and like all those invested and loving the progress of Australian football, that is soccer, in recent decades, be hoping like heck that this game goes the way of the Socceroos. And of course, the pre-game news of no Aaron Moy makes it just that bit harder, or a whole lot harder, given Aaron Moy's brilliant start to the season for Huddersfield in the Premier League. And I must say, most of the business has been at the wrong end of the ground, though the Australian defence remains well organised, though not impenetrable. We know that. Oh, good hustling here by the Socceroos, and gets an unlikely turnover. And on the break, what can they force? We know with the likes of Tom Rogic in the team that there's always an opportunity to score on the counter. So we remain hopeful that this is not just a defensive rearguard 11 minutes in, that there's also the chance of a victory. Shortly we'll be joined by Hugh Beasley. But Williamstown versus Casey, which way do you think this goes? Williamstown, of course, get the right as the
minor premiers,
top of the table team, to host the game at Burbank.
Williamstown lost to Casey in our broadcast match a couple of weeks ago at Casey Fields, but Andy Collins, in his wisdom, knowing that they had top spot secured, have rotated players over the last few weeks. They've had the luxury of resting a number of their key players in their side, and they go into Saturday's match against Casey with a full-strength lineup. Interestingly enough, from a Casey point of view, with Melbourne missing the finals, they'll get some Demons players back, but maybe some guys they would have had opportunity to have from an eligibility point of view go by the wayside. Angus Brayshaw, though, is a key into the Casey Demons squad for Saturday.
James Truisi just put some pressure on the Japanese goalkeeper on a high ball, and I tell you what, out of 10, the Japanese goalkeeper, about 5. He failed to glove it competently, though he did deal with the danger. Shows potential a weakness there, as he was very unsure under the cross, under the pressure of big James Troisi. Richmond versus Collingwood, that one is a toss of the coin, I reckon, the first elimination final.
Yeah, Collingwood won a thrilling encounter between these two sides about 4 or 5 weeks ago at Punt Road Oval, which effectively kept Collingwood's season alive. They go into the final series with a negative win-loss record on the season, 8-10 from their 18 games in the first year under coach Jared Rivers. Also some pretty key ins, though, for both teams for the weekend. Richmond regain Jake Batchelor, Connor Menadue, Tyson Stenglen, Ivan Maric, who's announced his retirement. So the end of Richmond's VFL season will coincide with the end of his footy. For the Pies, Henry Shade, Josh Dacos, Cale Kirby comes back after making his AFL debut last week, James Aish, and also Mason Cox as well. So they go in with a really strong lineup on the weekend, the Pies, and that's a pretty evenly poised fixture on paper, despite the fact that Richmond are probably a genuine premiership chance, despite the fact they finished in 5th.
First serious strike on goal was by Inui of Japan, and it just goes past the post, having beaten Matt Ryan. It was a beautiful curling shot, though a couple of foot clearance means that it wasn't quite the nail biter that have you believe. Must have got a fingertip on it, Matt Ryan, as the corner has been awarded. Well, Hugh Beasley lines up for the Tigers, and as we pointed out, looking to reverse that result recorded against the Pies recorded against them, though Richmond's form in the second half of the season has been pretty impressive, and I reckon they are a good chance to make good on that reversal. Good evening to you, Hugh.
G'day, how you going?
Very well. Now I'm going to pass you over to Nigel, because he has some intel on where you might be.
Hugh, I believe you are currently on a school bus on an excursion. Can you please explain a little bit more about what day-to-day life involves for you at the moment and where the excursion's heading?
No, I thought you meant tomorrow morning. That's what I thought. I'm on an excursion tomorrow morning out to Athletics Day.
So you had a couple of years on the Brisbane list. What are you now doing for yourself work-wise in and amongst your footy?
Yep, so at the moment I'm in my first year of a 4-year primary teaching course. And so I'm doing placement at the moment at a primary school, which is part of the course.
Athletics Day, you should take them to a box factory. Kid loves a cardboard box factory.
I'm on the long jump tomorrow, so I'm not sure how I'll go. But
raking or measuring?
No, I'll be raking, I think.
Don't make them cry. They're all clear jumps. Don't call fouls on
primary kids. That's right. I'm hoping to make it to the sand pit.
Exactly. Well, yeah. You're hoping to make it to the second week of the finals with team that's part of, and it just, we've seen it with Footscray in the VFL before, Footscray VFL, Footscray Western Bulldogs AFL stepped in tune and both enjoyed great success. And one gets a sense there's Richmond's season started to unfold and point towards a serious finals tilt. The VFL side have had no problems in matching that sort of form. Obviously, players that came back were keen to regain a spot in the AFL side, and those players, of which you are one, who are permanent Richmond VFL players, probably got a sense that this could be a pretty special season.
Yeah, I think in Footscray's case and our case at the moment, that both VFL and AFL lists are pretty fit. So it makes competition pretty strong, and everyone wants to be playing AFL, but everyone's performing pretty well in the VFL as well.
Can you give us some of the names from a VFL point of view that have impressed you up close? You would have gone to the club with a reasonable knowledge of the AFL-listed Tigers that might be playing with you week to week, but who are a few of the VFL-listed types that have jumped out at you and, I guess, been the driving forces behind the top six finish that you've enjoyed?
Yeah, so we've got Sam Daly, who's the captain of the VFL, who I've never met before coming to Richmond, and he's really impressed me as a leader. And it's good to lead under him. And also Jacob Ballard in the midfield, a strong body that's been on a list as well at Freo. And both of them have been great for me to settle in and find my feet and contribute to the team.
Has Jacob Townsend's ascension to becoming the pro-rata Coleman medalist in the AFL surprised you at all? He obviously put together a pretty amazing bank of form in the VFL prior to getting his opportunity.
Yeah, that's right. It's a bit strange that if he keeps on going the way he's going, he might win the Coleman if he started from round one. So it's a bit different like that. But his form has been throughout the whole year. So it's no fluke that he is doing what he's doing. He's been doing it most of the year, which is great to see him take it into the AFL system.
I mean, you share something in common with him in that you both were pursuing AFL careers a long way from home, and that's not easy. We just look at these lists, Brisbane, GWS, whoever it is, see the young names and think, well, oh, they've got their opportunity. Everything falls into place. But there's a lot more to it. And sometimes it's a difficulty that young men, it's a challenge that young men are either maybe not ready for or just are not comfortable with.
Yeah, I found that moving to Brisbane, you're moving away from all your friends and family at such a young age, and you get thrown in the deep end pretty quickly. So there is a bit of that go-home factor that you would have seen throughout Brisbane. But it is quite tough to try and find your feet and settle into an AFL environment with so many different personalities and moving away from family, like I said.
What were the key learnings out of that loss to Collingwood recently that you'll try and rectify Saturday?
Oh, they scouted us pretty well, so we've done our research on them. They've got a pretty fit list as well, so it's going to be a great contest. We just need to play our brand properly. I think we went away from that a little bit when we played them a month ago. But, yeah, we should be a cracker of a game with two lists going at it.
And it's not going to be something that the VFL team directly cashes in on, but the fact that Dusty has re-signed for 7 years just makes Punt Road, you know, just everybody at Punt Road, from the people who run the front desk to those in the merchandising shop, everybody there gasps a sigh of relief and heads on for the job at hand, which is winning flags wherever they can fall.
That's right. I think he's become the marquee player of the AFL at the moment, with him being favourite for the Brownlow. So everyone does breathe a sigh of relief coming into the finals and settles everyone and makes everyone focused on the task at hand, which is, you know, the AFL team do have a double chance to make the flag, and also the VFL, settles the VFL side as well.
Had any of those 40 primary kids asked you whether he was going to re-sign?
I've got one kid that was really keen on football asking me. I said, we don't really interact with the, you know, the top-end AFL boys too much, but I had I thought he would, knowing that the club Richmond is.
Hey, It's your first assignment as a teacher. That's going out on a limb. I'm glad it worked out well, mate.
Yeah, I was hoping. I hoping it would work out. It looks like I know my stuff now.
Yeah, Mr. Beasley promised me that it was. well, you delivered on that, and every chance that the Tigers can deliver VFL wise as well. All the best for the game against Collingwood. It's a big one. Richmond Collingwood always is.
Yep. Cheers. Thanks for that.
Thank you so much, Hugh Beasley, a ripper. So. Who do you think will win, Notch?
I think the Tigers can win that one, and they're a genuine premiership chance in the VFL as well.
The Box Hill Hawks versus Port Melbourne. I spoke to Crackers yesterday, and they are set for this one and really, really believe in themselves.
Yeah, Port won this game a couple of weeks ago at the venue with Toby Pinwell's 200th on the line, and I think they can repeat the dose.
Essendon Footscray, the second elimination final.
Our other TV game on Sunday afternoon on 7, and the Bombers to continue their winning streak.
Nigel, great calling all weekend.
Thanks, Finey. Three games to call, going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and thanks for 2 hours of great radio tonight. That was the VFL show brought to you by Routley's beautiful bakery pies. Don't forget tomorrow's Pie Day Friday.